Talking is the new typing. The keyboard is a bottleneck. Your brain runs at the speed of thought. Your mouth runs at about 150 words per minute. Your fingers, around 40 words per minute. That gap matters. Because when thinking has to squeeze through a slower channel, ideas die in traffic. The typing trap. For decades, we treated typing as thinking. Write the memo. Write the doc. Write the email. Write the strategy. But typing isn't thinking. Typing is transcription. And it's a slow, lossy form of transcription. Ideas arrive quickly and in clusters. They're messy, non-linear, emotional, contradictory. The keyboard forces them into a straight line. By the time you type the third sentence, the sixth idea is already gone. Speech is closer to the speed of thought. Speaking removes friction. When you talk through an idea, something different happens. You don't worry about grammar. You don't pause to fix spelling. You don't backspace your way into silence. You explore. You circle the idea. You contradict yourself, and in doing so, you discover what you actually think. Meetings proved this years ago. Look at how humans already work. In meetings, nobody types essays to each other. They talk. Ideas collide. Questions emerge. People react in real time. Then someone summarizes the discussion afterward. The thinking happens first. The documentation comes later. This is the natural order. AI just removed the last barrier. For most of history, spoken thinking disappeared into the air. Now it doesn't. Everything can be recorded. Everything can be transcribed. Everything can be summarized. That means documentation no longer has to be created manually. It can be generated automatically. The meeting becomes the document. The conversation becomes the artifact. The thinking becomes the system of record. Not everyone thinks the same way. Some people genuinely think best by writing. Typing slows them down. Forces structure, clarifies logic. That's valuable. But for many people, typing is simply friction. Their brain is sprinting while their fingers are jogging. Talking lets them keep up with themselves. The next office problem. Ironically, the office design of the last decade makes this harder. We built open offices optimized for quiet typing. But if thinking becomes more conversational again, offices will get louder. The future workplace may look less like a silent library and more like a podcast studio. Private booths, noise control. People talking through ideas instead of quietly tapping keyboards. The opposite of what we optimized for. The bigger shift. The real change isn't typing versus talking, it's this. Documentation is no longer the work. It's the exhaust of the work. For decades, we confused the two. People spent hours writing documents describing work that hadn't happened yet. Now the work can happen first. The system captures it, and the documentation appears automatically. The takeaway. If you want better thinking, remove friction from the thinking process. For some people, that means writing. For others, it means speaking. The mistake is assuming the keyboard is the default. It was never the best tool. It was just the only one we had. Until now.